Om Shanti, good morning everyone. If those at the back would like to come forward, we have some very comfortable seats on the sofas. And you can be a bit closer to Manju Ben. So I'd like to introduce Manju Ben to all of you. Manju Ben has been with Baba for 43 years. And she is actually one of the main coordinators in Gyan Sarovar. And actually, without Dr. Nirmala here, Manju Ben is the person who's looking after the whole campus and welcoming us to Baba's home. And Manju Ben has been here now in Gyan Sarovar for 22 years. So, did you come right in the beginning? Almost the beginning of Gyan Sarovar?
Yeah.
Yeah, so almost right from the beginning of Gyan Sarovar, Manju Ben has been here looking after the place and developing it more and more. So big thank you, Manju Ben, for being here to welcome us. And the topic of today's class is the magic of blessings. The magic of blessings. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Good morning. I hope you've been having a very comfortable stay and enjoying Gyan Sarovar. Though it's a bit warm, but still Gyan Sarovar is the best place to stay in and enjoy our spiritual efforts. Today also Baba was talking about blessings, and many times people ask as to what is the easiest way to make intense effort. Because we have less time in terms of confluence age and time in terms of our physical body. We don't know, none of us know, as to when we leave the body. So it's so uncertain, and situations around are so uncertain. So the time that we have is actually really very, very less. So within a very short time, if we have to reach the destination, reach the goal, what's the easiest way? I'm sure you're aware of this year's topic is to be very easy and simple, to have a simple life and easy life. But the easy effort to attain our destination, I believe, and also Baba has said many times, is to earn blessings. There are two words that we are all very much well aware of. Is one is the blessing, and another word is curse. Both are opposite to each other. But it's very interesting thing that either blessing or curse is not something a physical expression in terms of like I put my head on hand on your head, or any people go to sannyasis or holy people. They said, please bless me, sir. Please bless me. They put their hand on their head and say, you're blessed. So just by merely putting my hand or anybody's hand on anyone's head is not a blessing. But blessing is that pure thought, selfless thought. A thought without any expectation. A thought that has so much pure feelings and benevolent feelings for the soul who is in front of me. I don't have to speak the word. I don't have to, you know, do any such action to show that I'm blessing. But if I really have that genuine and pure thought and feelings for someone, that's a blessing. Or any thought that arises from, or feeling that comes from the heart, from the bottom of the heart when I'm happy about someone. You know, like I make you very, very happy and you're really very pleased and happy with me. What is the type of thought, the feeling that comes from your heart? Or when you have that gratitude for someone, you know, like when someone helped you in a very crucial situation and you really felt very comfortable and you felt very safe and out of danger, what is the type of feeling or the thought you get from your heart at that point in time? It's not a blessing as such, but it's very happy and, you know, that thought or that feeling is nothing but blessing. And when I really make someone unhappy, you know, in whatever way, maybe my attitude, my words have hurt you, my behavior has hurt you, or something has really made you feel hurt, and what is the type of feeling or thought you think at that point in time? You know, when you're hurt, when you're not really happy, what is the type of thought you get? Sometimes that becomes curse. That's no less than a curse. You know, many times people feel so much hurt and like someone betrayed their trust or, you know, deceived someone. And at that point in time, it's not that they take a handful of water and sprinkle on you and say you become a stone, or, you know, that's not a curse. But when a person feels that betrayal, feels that hurt, feels that pain, and the feeling that comes out from that person's heart is no less than a curse. You believe this? Yeah? Many times when a person loves another person so much, they have a lot of expectation, and whatever the reason could be, you know, they left or whatever has happened, they you know. The other person, even though loves the person, he always thinks he should feel or she should feel what I felt. The way you made me feel, you should go through. I make sure that I show you how I felt. Do we sometimes feel that? Whoever it is, even the person I love, I don't love, I like, the person who I live with, whoever it is, you should know how I felt. You see? So, this thought, how do you describe? What is this thought? What is this feeling when I think you should go through what I went through? You should feel the way I felt when you said this word to me. You should know how I felt when you did this to me. So what is this? It's blessing. This is no less than a curse. And a yogi, any Brahman, no matter we have a very, very less yoga, no problem. A Brahman who was the last, you know, in the rosary, who doesn't make effort, who's not good in yoga, who's not good in... But he's a Brahman who has recognized God. Even that soul has little power, because he has recognized God. He said from his heart, my Baba. He has accepted Baba as his father. He belongs to God. Even that soul has such negative thoughts, will have an influence. So curse or blessing is not something that we speak in words or that we demonstrate or we do it. But I believe it's the feeling that we carry for each other. Turns into blessing, turns into curse. Now the easy way to earn blessing, the easy way to make effort is to earn blessing. Now to earn blessing is not very difficult, but it's just that we need to be a bit careful. Careful that even if I'm not really, I have to cause happiness, like Baba said, to everyone as much as possible. Give happiness, give happiness, give happiness. Make someone smile, make someone happy. At least if I'm not able to make someone happy, never make them cry. Never hurt them. Never give sorrow. If I can't give happiness, that's still okay. But it's really, really fantastic if I'm not giving sorrow to someone. Now, it's a very interesting experiment which has done. And also Baba has been emphasizing on this for over a very long time. The experiment is, say for example, there are two people. Okay? One person is dancing on the stage. Okay? The other person is not dancing physically, but dancing in the mind. You understand what I'm saying? Or maybe you say either two people or two groups, whatever it is. So one group or one person is literally dancing on the stage. Another group or another person is sitting down there, not dancing, quiet, not a single movement, no movement, but dancing in the mind. Both, when the result of both people or both groups are taken, the brain and the body, the energy that is, you know, used, it becomes the same. Even though the person had never moved, but he was dancing or she was dancing through the mind, speaking through the mind. But that person is speaking through the mouth, but the other one is speaking through the mind. The person is singing through the mouth, the other person is singing through the mind. Both becomes equal. I remember many times Dadi Manohar. How many of you know Dadi Manohar Indra? Yes, quite many. She used to look after Gyan Sarovar after Dadi Chandramani left. She used to tell a very interesting thing, and she used to tell very jovially. She used to say, like, when you're walking along the road, like in India, there are roadside restaurants, like, you know, they're frying pakoras, they're frying chips, and they are making all nice things as you pass along the road in the cities. So she used to many times say, if you pass by the vendor or the stall where they are making pakoras out of onions, it's very, you know, good aroma, and you're not eating, you don't literally buy and eat, but even if your mouth waters, it means it's as good as you've eaten. Yes? You have taken that smell, and you just had a thought, oh, very nice, very good aroma, pakoras, very nice. So you did not taste, you did not touch, you did not even buy. As you passed through, you had a thought, and your mouth watered in, and you know, you felt that smell. It's as good as you've already eaten. It could be anything for that matter. You go by a chicken shop, And the old taste, wow, so tender, so nice, whatever it could be, maybe hot dog or whatever it is. So as you pass by your finger chips or whatever, KFC, whatever shop, and if you get that aroma of good smell of the food and you say, wow, I used to eat this, you know, before. Well, now I came to Baba. I never touched ever since I came to Baba. But I used to eat. And it is very tasty. So, bringing that memory, bringing back the taste, is as good as I have eaten. It's very interesting. So, even though I have not spoken a bad thing to someone, I did not do a bad thing for someone, I didn't do negative word against someone, but I think it's as good as I do. Because first it comes in the thought, and over again, I think it over and over again, several times, it comes into words, that emotion, the feeling. When I think a thought, it creates the feeling. And when that feeling, negative or positive, into emotion, and the emotion is translated into word and action, then that's a big stamp. But it's that emotion is still there in my mind. The thought is still there in my mind. I might speak very nice with a person, very sweetly, very hospitable. But if I have all that negative thing against that person in my mind, back behind, which has more influence? What I speak or what I think? You see? I'm offering you this and that and I make you sit comfortable, but I have all sorts of thoughts in my mind for you. That hatred, the revenge, the jealous, and all that sort of things. So how do I put this across? This is my action. This is my thought and feeling. These are my thoughts. So which is heavier? What I'm showing in my action and the sweet words I'm speaking, or the emotions, the feelings and the thought I've been having for you for long, which is heavier? Which has more influence on the person? Remember, many times we meet a person or we go to a place where they're very hospitable, nice, sweet speaking, but we really don't feel comfortable there. Have you ever felt that? Nice things to eat, nice place to sit, everything is good, but then not comfortable. You know, you can make out from their drishti, from their eyes, from their facial gesture, though their words are good, they're very nice. But even though they are smiling at us, but something sometimes doesn't make us feel comfortable there. Have you ever felt that? So it means outwardly things are fine, seems to be. But actually the feelings there, the vibrations are created through feelings. Baba always uses two words, vatavaran, vayumandal, vibrations and atmosphere. Vibrations are created through thoughts, feelings. Atmosphere is created through words and actions. What I have been speaking in this place, in this house, in this room, for a while, that creates an atmosphere. What type of thoughts I've been thinking, what type of feelings I've been creating within myself, that creates a vibration. Vartavaran means the atmosphere, varta means words, in a sound that creates the atmosphere. Vayu means air, vibrations. So vayumandal, vibrations are created through my thoughts and feelings. And this helps us to move forward. Now, one is that I need to the maximum. Why Baba always asks us to stay satisfied, contented? And it's very, very important to also make others content. And there are many, many virtues and powers. But Baba always uses contentment as a certificate. You know, when you take a degree from a university, they give you a certificate saying that you have passed out successfully and you're certified, you're eligible for blah, blah, blah. So what we are here in a spiritual university, and what is the certificate that we have to carry when we leave this university? Is the certificate of contentment. There are many other virtues, many other values, many other qualities and powers, but this contentment Baba uses as a certificate. I stay myself happy, contented, satisfied. I make you happy. I make you satisfied. I make you content. This is the effort. But many times the question arises, it's really hard task. Is it possible to make everybody happy? It's possible to make everybody contented? Oh no, not people. You know, God, I can make God happy. I can really make God come down to the earth, but not this person. Oh my goodness. So, but in the first place, it's very important for me to be very satisfied and happy. Unsatisfied person who have dissatisfaction, the first sign of that person is complaints. They always complain with people, with situations. If they have everything, you give him everything, you know, that the person wants, the whole world, you put him at his feet, can never be satisfied. Still have some complaint, because that has become a nature. If I have any complaint in my life, any complaining for any people, anything for that matter, the first thing is that shows I'm not satisfied. And a person who is not satisfied cannot have good yoga. The dissatisfaction allows the mind to wander. The root cause for wandering of the mind is dissatisfaction. Why my mind is wandering? Because I'm not satisfied somewhere. If I'm happy, content, satisfied, my mind becomes stable. Stabilization becomes so natural because I don't have to go anywhere. I'm content. It's like when you're very hungry. We all have been through this. Seen people when we are hungry, very hungry, and you come home, or maybe you do a lot of seva in Gyan Sarovar, you ask to do this and this and this, and you go to the dining area around 2 o'clock, 2 in the afternoon, where at the time where almost food is over and they're packing up. So you take your plate and go there. You might have one roti left and little, you know, curry left. And so you're very hungry. You have the ability, or your hunger is to eat four chapatis, and there is one left there. You see? And you see on the other table, people are eating all nice pulao and all that thing, all that very delicious stuff. And you are sitting on the other table with one roti and dal and half katori dal and, you know, not the sabji, but I really don't like that sabji, you know, it's bitter gourd. I hate that. So that's the sabji left over for me. So now, you have food in your plate. Maybe you might also get 4 chapatis, but the taste is not of your kind. Now, when you're eating, your plate has food. When you're eating, tell me the truth. Is my mind focused to only my plate, or do I look for what others have? Or maybe I will try to find for something nice. Maybe I go to another hall, dining area, and see if there is something else which I like. So this is wandering. Unless I feel I get that what I want, the taste, that pleasure, that happiness I want, mind keeps going here and there. So the cause for wandering of mind is I'm not satisfied. I'm not getting what I want to get, the right kind of taste. Unless and until then, my mind would go around. And so if I really want to be a yogi, it is a must that I have to connect my mind to God without any disturbances. Then it's possible when I am contented and happy. Otherwise I can't attain. Many times meditation, yoga becomes so boring. Or we think, oh my God, if the time is not passing, like half an hour is too long. So why do we feel the time we have is more, and it's as if it's never ending? And it's because I'm not attaining, I'm not getting what I'm getting, what I want to get. And so I feel like time is too long. Like if you wait for a person, you know, desperately in the airport, and if they announce it, flight is 15 minutes late, how do you feel? That 15 minutes seems to be like 2 hours, but time is the same. 15 minutes. But when you're very happy talking to a person, you're enjoying, you think, my God, 2 hours? Just now I came and we just began to speak and 2 hours? So time is 2 hours. It's a big time. But we spend that time because we were enjoying, and that we felt as if the time was too short. So time is longer or shorter depends upon our feelings. The time can never be shorter or longer. 15 minutes is the same time. But why do we feel that 15 minutes to be 2 hours or 2 hours as 15 minutes? Is because what's going on within my being? You see? So it's very important that in the first place for me to be very satisfied, very happy. It means I bless myself. Many times, coming back to Dadi's, you know, when from April to September, we have Indians, you know, all wings program here. There are many, many hundreds of people, thousands of people come, and they went meet Dadi and take Toli. Many times people say, "Please, Dadi, put your hand on my head and bless me." And Dadi used to say, "Put your hand on your head and bless yourself. And then God will bless you." They wouldn't understand. And you know, like, what it means, how can I put my hand on my head and bless myself? But that's very, very important. To have mercy for myself, to bless myself first. So blessing myself means that first thing, I need to keep myself happy. Many times I feel like the best service and the most important service, the first service rather, is being a Brahman, to make a Brahman happy. Like you have 4 children already and you want to give birth to a 5th child, 6th child. But first you are not able to take care of the 4 children already you have given birth to. You are not giving them enough sustenance. And you are giving birth to many more. So already children who are born, you have to sustain them first. Keep them happy. So we are all Baba's children. And it's a big charity to make a Brahman happy. If I'm going to make you happy, it's a big charity. You know? But I'm also Brahman. To make myself happy is also a charity. Is also a service. If I'm not happy and I'm trying to make you happy, it's not possible. Because what I don't have, I'm trying to give you. Where am I going to get? So that's not long lasting. You see? It's not long lasting. And what I give eventually turns to be sorrow because I am not happy and I'm trying to make you happy. It means I am unhappy and I'm trying to make you happy. So I'm trying to give you what I have in a different way. At the end of what I've given you, it tastes bitter. Because that's the seed I have. So it's very important for me to be happy in the first place. That's a blessing. Second thing is I need to keep my self-respect. Never let go of the self-respect. Because as I lose, never, Dadis used to always say one thing, never perform such an action, such a karma that you feel ashamed of looking at your own face. Never fall down from your own vision. That's what is very important. Then to gather the self-respect becomes a hard task. You know, then I can't believe myself. I can't, you know, I don't have faith in myself, that confidence will be lost. So it's important that I never perform any such actions where I lose my self-respect. In a way, I don't bless myself. Then I can't give that type of blessings for others as well. And in order to give blessings to others, there are a few important things that we need to remember and practice. One is, like, I know Dadi for Dadi Ji, who is no more, Dadi Prakashmani, and of course almost all Dadis and senior brothers like Brother Jagdish. I have, you know, got a fortune to be with them for many, many years. So one thing what I learned and I saw, I witnessed is they never hold anything in their mind. Like say someone has done a mistake what in a normal way happens is, every time we see that person, we remember the person's mistake also. Is that not right? Yeah? Oh, this person, she did this, he did. I remember that person with that mistake. Rather, I would say, we begin to identify that person with that mistake. Even though the person has changed, but we remember that person with that mistake. And so, when I remember and identify a person with the weaknesses, with the shortcomings, with the defects or the mistakes that person has been making or made, then I can't respect that person from my heart, can I? You remember me, all the bad things I've done in my life, can you respect? Can't. So, I can't respect another person. You see? And that good wishes for that person, the blessing for that person, cannot really emerge from the core of my heart. So what I've seen with dadis, they never would ever have anybody's mistake on their mind. There are two words in Hindi they use. One is mind, man, and other word is chit, man chit. There are two words. Chit is the memory track. Over a period of time, we accumulate lots of memories in the mind. There are many memories, and it's also very important to see what are the memories that I've been accumulating, stored in there. Are they good memories? Are they, you see, the bitter memories, the memories of the past, memories of someone doing something bad? What are the memories I've been holding in my mind? So more and more negative things, memories that I have, it's more like a garbage, isn't it? So if I'm making my memory, my mind, my memory track as a garbage bin, will I have good yoga? Not possible. Forget about giving blessing to others, but there are my feelings in here, my mind, the thoughts, I can't really create that pure, positive, elevated thoughts consistently. There are breakages, there are disconnections that comes. It breaks, cuts and connects and cuts and connects. So anything that breaks and connects and breaks and connects, that is powerless. We can't enjoy life. If you're watching television, say for example, it might not happen in your countries because you might have very good power supply. But in India many times, especially during summer, in many places there is power shortage, electricity, and there is power cut. And many times they also announce in the paper, in the radio, today from this time to this time power cut. Or sometimes there is power fluctuation. Like you're watching television, very interesting program, and it comes and goes and comes and goes and comes and goes. How will you feel? You're enjoying? You're enjoying the show? You get really, you know the feeling that you have? So if I have yoga, comes and goes, that comes and goes, power cut, fluctuation, will I be able to enjoy a Brahman spiritual life? Like, I am there, but the joy is not there, the spirit, that enthusiasm that I need to have isn't there as much as I need to have. Yeah, we are doing it. It becomes very ritual. Excuse me. Ritualistic then. I'm not enjoying every... My life is not enjoyable. So then, over a period of time, then we begin to feel it's a big burden. It's too much. So many times, Brahmins think we need a break. And that's a Brahmin holiday. So they take a bit holiday. And where will they go? They come back again. But then they feel, oh my, it's too much. Because they're not enjoying that. Over a period of time, it becomes heavy. And heavy is also that I'm not also able to receive the blessings. I'm not giving blessings. I'm not receiving blessings. So all the time in my mind, I only have complaints, mistakes, why this, questions, confusion, comparison. See, she's that, he's that, why me this? So all these things come up here and there is no joy in my life. You see? Although I know drama, each one have their part to play, each one are playing their role, this is 5,000 years drama, they have their karma, they will get what they do. I know all that. This is intellectual knowledge. This is not the knowledge that is in my heart. Heart in the sense, feel the knowledge. I know in terms of my intellect, but it's not in my heart. And so when it is a situation, it's a time when there are such things are happening around me, then that doesn't come to my mind. Oh, this is drama, that's fine, it's not real. There is a big difference between real and role. You see? So whatever this person is doing is his role, not real. I wouldn't remember that at that point in time when a person really does a mistake. You see? Baba many times talk about Rama and Ravana. Yeah? In Murli. And in India we have Ramayan. Have you heard about Ramayan? Yes? You might have read and seen and heard. So there is a character of Rama and there is another character of Ravana. So both characters are important. Now, in Ramayana Ravana, Ravana is supposed to shout and scream and, you know, update Sita. Now, when that person is doing all this, say for example, there is a drama enacted on the stage, and there is a Ravana here and he's trying to take Sita, abduct Sita. He's shouting, he's laughing very loudly and all that stuff. We generally think this is such a bad guy. But it's his role. He's paid for it. You see? If he doesn't yell or shouts or laughs loudly like a demon, well, director would say, what are you doing? I'm paying you for shouting, so you're not shouting well. So this is what he is supposed to be doing. That's his role. You know, once the person who really acted as a Ravan in the Ramayana, he came to Madhavan a few years ago when Dadiji was there. He came with his family, daughter and wife. And we asked the daughter, is your dad also yells at home? Said, no, he don't even speak loudly at home. He doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke. He's a very nice person. But he's a very good actor. So he acts. But the person who reacted like a Rama, he drinks, he smokes, he does all sorts of in real life. But in the drama, he's a godlike person. So So role and real are two different things, isn't it? Though I know this, but when it comes to when a situation occurs in my life, am I really able to apply? Now what it means to apply is, at least remember, this is what Baba said, so it's okay. So, dadis never used to hold anything in their mind, somebody's weaknesses, somebody's mistake. Well, they definitely would correct others and forget, gone. Many times you ask Dadi Prakashmani, this is the person. Oh, is it so? I don't remember it. So, just yesterday she would have corrected that person, called, and you're not supposed to do this. This is the Shreema, But the next day she would, take that person by hand, go around, show this, like this is the kitchen. Have you seen this? This is a new building. Come here. Come to Dadi every day. That person would, melt like, would never ever even think of doing that mistake again. Because she corrected, together with that, she gave so much of love. And it's, love is possible because she removed that from her mind. So one thing is that never hold anybody's negative things in my mind, in our minds. And because as I remember again and again somebody else's mistake, it's like I become influenced by their negativity, which is not good for me. So I should remain beyond someone else's negative influences. Only then I will be able to give blessing to others. When I have that negative feeling in my heart regarding others, then I can't, that positivity cannot, that positive energy cannot reach another person. Because I've already have that negative thing and that blocks for the energy to, exchange. It's a very, important thing. Another important thing is like, when I remember either my negative things or someone else's negative things over and over again, then it becomes real, either for me or for that person. This person is bad. Oh, he's good for nothing. Oh, I know this person is so careless. He's not trustworthy. I can't rely on her. There's no reliability. So I tell to myself or tell that person, this is what you are, this is what you are. So though that person might have that weakness, but me speaking it over and over again, it's no less than a curse. Repeated thinking, repeated speaking will make anything real. It goes real. It becomes real. Like many times Baba gives many blessings. Like every day in Murli we get blessings. We just read the blessing and we forget by evening. Or we might remember till evening, and because tomorrow will be another blessing. Or when you have met Bab Dada, used to meet in early days personally and give that blessings. And later after, Baba used to meet groups and give blessings. Now, when Baba gives blessings, what is my feeling towards the blessing Baba gives? How do I take that blessing? We listen, we are happy that Baba said this, we write it down, we go to the audio department, take that CD in the pen drive, oh, Baba said this to me, to our group, and we store it as a treasure. But actually, that blessing, Baba's blessing, will become real to us on basis of two things. One, I believe in what Baba said. Second, I repeat that in my mind to make it real. Then everything Baba speaks becomes a blessing for me. When we all came to Baba, we never thought that we would become deities one day, did we? Become pure souls, worship-worthy souls. We came here for peace. We came here to have a nice life, to be more, to have that spiritual life. But Baba has taken us there. He says, you will be the emperors of golden age. Now, many times Baba says, you are the double-crowned emperor. We say, oh my goodness, it's very nice, nice to hear. But when we just restrict my thought to feel nice and pleasant hearing and never really believe in God's words and His trust for me, He believes as children because He has the vision of, you know, so far that He has seen as, He's foreseen as that we are the children who become deities. So if I don't believe that, then that doesn't really work as a blessing. It's good, like, it's nice listening to Baba's words, but it really doesn't work for me as a blessing because I never believed it. I never repeated those things in my mind that I am that in reality. I am a deity. I am an angel. I am the one who gives, bestows happiness to all. So if I don't believe this and repeat in my mind, that blessing will not work for me. It doesn't turn out to be a blessing for me. You know, every time we meet dadis, they give us blessing card. Yeah? And I'm sure we have a big, good collection of all those things, all those cards. And what do we do with it? Sorry? What do we do with all that collection of blessing cards? Give it to others? But, oh, giving it to others shouldn't be a problem. But then, each time I get something, like we get New Year blessing card, even now you're going to meet Dadi, or you will get a blessing card with Toli. So, either to give or take blessings, first thing is the good thoughts we need to create. Wish good wishes. I wish from the bottom of my heart. Always wish good for everyone. It's very easy for me to wish good for those who are good to me, those who love me. But is it possible to wish good for those who are not good to me? Those who hate me. Can I really have good wishes for those who have hurt me? Possible? How many think it's possible? Always. Sitting in yoga, I said, oh, good, good. Always. Possible? See, this is what I believe, it's my belief, is spirituality. If I'm really able to wish good always, even those who hurt me, who are bad, who are not good to me, who have really, really have caused so many obstacles for my progress, whoever it could be. But still, to have that feeling of good feelings for that person or for those people, I believe this is the essence of spirituality. And together with that, no matter how many situations I have been through, physically, mentally, still to keep my spirit up is good wishes for myself. I've been through physically a lot, I've been through mentally a lot, the circumstances were so bad, but still my hope, my spirit, my enthusiasm was always, always up. This is I bless my good wishes to myself. Then nothing in the whole world can ever turn me down. And so, if in order to really have that good feelings for everybody who did bad to me, everyone who hurt me, even though people who don't like me, is when I keep my mind clean, plain, I don't store anything bitter in my mind. So I need to heal my own feelings. Remove all that negative garbage that I knowingly, unknowingly stored in myself, that hurts me, that hurt others. Many times I don't really intend to hurt someone, but they feel hurt. Yes? My words were not meant to hurt you. I don't know, the way I spoke, the way I did it, it hurt you. So I think I'm not at fault. I really didn't mean to hurt you. So what do you think? Is this curse or blessing? I didn't mean to, I didn't intend to hurt you, but you felt hurt. What it is? All of us, somewhere, we all have some hurt, feeling of hurt, feeling of pain, feeling of bitterness in us. Though not much, but it is there even, you know, little bit, stored somewhere unconsciously within my being. So many a times, such situation, it triggers, you know, those stored things, stored pain, stored hurt that we have. It triggers someone's way of behavior, the way they speak, the tone of their, you know, their language. Anything might trigger that's there inside me. So what the way other person does is not actually the issue. The issue is in here. If you have never tasted a mango and I put the whole basket of mangoes in front of you, will it make a difference to you? You don't know what it is because you never tasted. But you have tasted a mango many times, at least once, and I put a basket of mango, then what happens? There is a sense of recognition. Oh, I know, this is mango. And you get the taste of that mango. Because you know already, the taste is there in you. You've been through it. It's there in you. So now I need to take out all that bitter hurt from me. And so no matter what people talk, do, behave, it doesn't make a difference to me because I don't have that in me. My mind is so clean, and even if people who did that to me, I'll be able to really give that energy of blessing that will really reaches that person when I really forget and forgive that person. Otherwise, the energy really cannot pass through. So forgiving is also a very important thing. And whenever we go through very hard times in our life, dark times in our life, it is these blessings that really help us. It works like a magic, in the sense that it could be a big major issue in the life. It could be a big accident, it could be a big, you know, anything. We feel as if, you know, like, never feel the pain of it. Such a big accident, nothing happened to me, not a scratch on the body. And you're wondered, you're surprised, how is this possible? Such big thing, but nothing happened to me. How? Who saved me? Such a big chaotic situation, such a big problem. Over a night, I don't know what happened, everything was clear. How? So it's the blessings that I've earned over a period of time, they stand there working miracles in the dark time when we go through in the life. It doesn't allow, blessings doesn't allow a soul to experience the pain or bitterness. I've seen Dadiji in the last days, and of course, most of you might have seen her as well. She was like, you know, there are 10 doctors around her. One is poking here, one is pricking here, and there's a big hole here, you know, trachoma, the pipe in here, and then pipe in here. And somebody is taking the blood out, or someone is giving her an injection. There's no trace of pain, even, you know, this sort of expression on her face. Because she was so detached from the body, and the blessings that she has earned or repeated for that long time cannot allow that soul to feel the pain, go through that suffering. Cannot suffer, soul cannot suffer. Situation is there, problem is there, but soul don't have to feel the pain, go through that suffering, because blessings will work as a canopy, work as a miracle. People who see will think, oh my God, look at, she's going through so much. But actually, soul is not going through anything. Body, whatever the karmic accounts the body has to go through, is going through, but soul don't have to go through if I've earned enough blessings. And so, Brahman life, to become karmatit, to become an angel, easily, to earn blessing and to give blessing. Both are very important. Give and take will settle the account. Balance sheet is clear. Excuse me. Giving blessings and receiving blessings is very, very important, and that's the fastest way that we reach our goal. Om Shanti. Anything you want to ask? Nothing? Any questions? Your 5 minutes. Yes, please. Can you come in the front, please? I can't hear you. Yes, please. Like many times we... Sorry? Repeat the question. Well, she's asking like if you are speaking to a person and if the person takes it wrong, so is it that you receive curse, you know, from that, because that person is hurt, that person is taking wrong. Come again? You had good intention. Yes, you had good intention. But, you know, many times, if there are two things. Action in itself, word in itself is not good or bad. This is law of karma. Any action or any karma, any action or any word, that's also action, is not good or bad in itself. The intention and the motive behind the action is good or bad. It is the intention that makes the action good or bad. It's not action in itself is good or bad. Am I clear? Yeah. So if my intentions are good, if my intentions are benevolent, if my intentions are selfless, very important. If they are selfless, without any expectations, then you will not get a curse. Yeah? But, even if my intentions are good, my motive is pure, I'm very selfless, but the way in which I use the word, the way in which I speak the word, the way in which I behave is also very important. Okay? My intention is to really stop you from going on a wrong path. Okay? I don't want anything from you, but I want you to be happy. And I said, this is not the way. You know, the way you're going is such a... I shout at you and I speak such language. Now, my intention is good. Many times this happens with our children at home or with our people where we have more right, we think we have a right to speak. So many times what we do is, in anger, I'm speaking, my intention is right, but I am under the influence of anger. My intentions are good, but I feel that the way in which I give it to you is not a right way, right method. Then still, that might not work. That person might feel hurt. Or I give it very, in a very harsh way. Not smiling. You see? Many times, we are taught, if you want to really say no to someone, you can always say in a nice way, with smile, with smile on your face. You don't have to make the person feel rejected. No, that sort of feeling, giving a feeling of rejection to a person. My intention is not to hurt you, but that's my style rather. So a deity means divinity. A deity means the one who always gives. Devta means to give. So I'm giving, but giving it, what's my style of giving? You see? Even that style of giving should make a person respect, make a person feel respected, feel honored. Or even the way I tell a person no should make a person feel it's genuine. So I also need to see to the way I give. The package is more important also. What is the stuff? You are giving me a gift. What is the gift inside? Many times is more than that, the package it has. That's more attractive. You know, sometimes you go to the shop, people have beautiful, you know, package, and it's so attractive, you want to buy that. When you open, it's old stuff. It's the same old stuff you bought 5 years ago, but that package is so attractive. So you're giving a very good stuff, but with old package, people not like it. You know what I mean? So with that love, with that smile, you know, feelings are emotions, two things. Now once there was a retreat where there was a question, it said, emotions are negative or positive? Feelings, we might have negative feelings, positive feelings. One is feeling, one is emotion. So when emotions are uncontrolled feelings, it comes out. You really don't mean it, but it's not in my control. Even before I think and decide, it would have come out. So I should be in charge of my emotions, my feelings. It should not take a form of emotion, come out and control, even before I thought about it, I would have spoken, I would have done. So that sort of out of control, I didn't really mean it, but it happened. That's what we say. It means I'm not really in control of my emotions. So the way I give to others also matters a lot. Yeah? Do you agree with me? Anything else? No question? So we have a few minutes meditation. Sit back, take a deep breath, relax your mind, relax your body. And for 5 minutes, just let us have the complete clear mind. Nothing negative, bitterness, nothing. It's so clean, so clear. All my feelings are so pure. My mind is filled with pure thoughts. There is no ill feeling for myself, ill feeling for someone. I detach myself or go beyond. The drawbacks, defects, weaknesses of myself and others. Wherein I can see myself and see others in the true state of being. Where I am so clean, my mind, my heart, because I know and I believe everything that's happening is drama, and drama is perfect. Bearing this in the mind, I see others as they are. And I see each soul in its original state of being, clean. remain pure, peaceful. No matter what someone does, someone think, someone be, but it's my duty to give good wishes, because I want to keep my mind clean, my feelings pure and good, because I want to feel good always. The thought energy filled with good wishes spreads faster and deeper. The vibrations of good wishes, pure feelings, blessings, can radiate faster.